Fluidity, creative choral community for a cause, is teaming up with Upspring to present Take Flight, Saturday, October 21st at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And here to talk about it with us is Rhonda Giuliano, the Artistic Director of Fluidity, and Mike Morawski, who is the Executive Director of Upspring. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here.
Rhonda, tell us about Fluidity, because this is now your second season and your third concert, but listeners may not be familiar with how Fluidity works.
Right. Fluidity is a new choral community in our area, the Cincinnati Tri-State area, which is kind of a new concept. It's a choral group that comes together to sing for a cause. And we select a nonprofit in the area, and we try to find nonprofits that are helping our community and growing our community and supporting our communities in ways that aren't always happening without the nonprofit. And then we do themed concerts around that nonprofit.
And how did you find Upspring?
There's a long list of nonprofits in Cincinnati, and we have a committee that gets together, and we talk about the multitude of nonprofits, and Upspring just kind of tugged at our hearts, and particularly mine, because I'm a former educator. Once you're an educator, I think you always have that in your blood. But particularly looking at our homelessness and the food needs in our children and our communities, Upspring just tugged at us, because Upspring supports education and homeless children in continuing their education and uplifting them to the standards and levels that they should have.
Well, Mike, that's a great cue for you to come in and tell us about Upspring, the work it does, and the staggering extent of homeless children here in the greater Cincinnati community.
Sure. Thanks so much. So Upspring is the only nonprofit in the region that exclusively serves the educational needs of children experiencing homelessness. We work in Greater Cincinnati and Boone, Kent, and Campbell County. In that service area, there are about 7,000 children experiencing homelessness on any given day. When I say that, oftentimes people don't believe it, or they push back, or they say the natural question is, where are all these children? Most of them are living with family members and moving around from couch to couch or floor to floor. Very few of them are living outside in the streets. There are a couple instances in more rural parts of Kentucky where it's easier to hide and kind of off the beaten path that you'll see children living outside in tents. Sadly, there's not a great family homelessness infrastructure in our country, and as a result, there's really not one in our region. We're fortunate to have the Bethany House in Cincinnati, Welcome House in Northern Kentucky, and then smaller ones throughout, but they certainly can't service the need of 7,000. So most of the children are moving around, and that transience, as we know, is really debilitating to a child's ability to form relationships, to have continuity in education, et cetera. So that's where we step in. We have three primary programs. One is our Resource Collaborative, which simply means anything a kid would need to get to, participate, or succeed in school, we'll provide, from the bus pass, uniform vouchers, if necessary, hygiene kits, backpacks, et cetera. We have 2 7-week-long summer camps, one that serves a rural population in Kenton County, and then one in the heart of Cincinnati over near South Cumminsville at Ethel M. Taylor is where we set up last summer. And that 7-week program is really important because we know that summer learning loss is more pronounced for our children as they move around. Middle-class children and children living in wealthier circumstances, just going to the park or the museum, they may not be in school, but they're staying active and their brains are staying stimulated. For our kids, summer learning loss is far greater than for their housed peers. So our summer camp is really, really important. It's our biggest program. It's our most well-known program. Over 90% of our kids have increases or retention in their math and reading. We measure social emotional health. Over 90% of our kids have increased feelings of stability and comfort during our program. And then lastly, we have after-school programs. One is a shelter-based curriculum that we have at Lighthouse in Cincinnati, and the other one, a school-based curriculum at Newport Intermediate and High School.
And sadly, the numbers are not exactly going down, are they?
No, they're not. The numbers of family homelessness are rising. It can be fairly misleading sometimes when you see the point-in-time count for the number of homeless folks because they're counting people on the street. The average face of a homeless person in the city of Cincinnati today is a woman under 30 with 2 children under 6. That's what homelessness looks like in America. The average age of a homeless person in America is 9 years old. And so, no, it's not getting better. And it's a real strain on school districts. It's difficult to ensure that all these kids can get to school. That's our big battle right now, particularly in larger urban school districts. And then you talk about a district like Kenton County that's more rural. It's an enormous school district. And identifying who the children are, where they're living, and how to make sure we're getting them to school is proving to be far more difficult now than it used to be.
So what was your reaction when Rhonda contacted you about doing this partnership?
I was super excited for a number of reasons. Rhonda and I had touched base in a former life not too long ago. I was a community organizer in Lower Price Hill, and she was with another group, and we teamed up them. And so to team up again now with Fluidity and Upspring is just a real honor. And we really, really value our community partners. We get a lot of our funding from mostly from foundations. But one thing that we're really, really proud of at Upspring is we have so much community support, whether it's small business support, organizations like Fluidity that are doing really great for the community, a lot of arts support. And for an organization like ours, and especially for the kids that we serve, it's really important to have that connection to the community. And it's really neat to be able to tell our kids, too, that they're supported by so many people like the good people at Fluidity.
Rhonda, tell us a little bit about the concert, what you're going to sing, because the songs always tie in.
Yes, they do tie in. And in fact, they're hitting the heart of so many of our singers because the words are so impactful. But before I go into that, I just want to say that one of the Fluidity's most important mission is to connect these nonprofits with our community. And just by listening to Mike and what he has to say about his nonprofit, at our concerts, we give that opportunity for Upspring to share with our audience what they do and who they are, and an opportunity for our community members then to connect and volunteer or support you financially. And that's just such an important part of our concerts. So some of the songs we're singing, we have quite a wide variety, and that's the fun part about doing these is we can theme it. We have a couple pop songs, The Best Day of My Life. It's upbeat, quite fun. People are going to get their feet moving because, and you go, best day of my life. We're talking about homelessness here. But just the idea that you're supporting these young kids is a turnaround point and can be, and it can be the best day of their life. Some Nights is a really interesting pop song that people have loved. The young man who wrote it talks about he had to sacrifice to become famous and what he wanted to do in his life, and he left his family to do that. And part of that haunts him and part of him doesn't. But some nights he questions what he did or what he's doing. And I think we all do that. Light of a Clear Blue Morning is a Dolly Parton song, but this is arranged by Craig Hella Johnson. It's a beautiful song, a cappella piece with a soloist that talks about they can see the light and it's going to get better and it's going to get brighter. Things That Never Die is Lee Dangler, is another beautiful a cappella piece.
Words are by Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens poem. It's gorgeous. Take a Stand. Take a Stand. It talks about decide what you're going to do and then fly. Take off with it and fly. I love the song from Snoopy, the musical Snoopy. Just One Person. The whole idea behind it is if just one person believes in you, soon there's going to be two. And if there's two, why not three? And soon there'll be four. And then you just create a whole community that supports you. Will You Teach Me is another one. And another one, Fly, which is another contemporary song. So the theme, Take Flight, all the songs support that idea and that we can get behind these young kids and help them take flight.
There's more to it than the concert, though.
Absolutely. We always create an event concert. So there's really about 45, 50 minutes worth of choral music. But it begins with drinks and appetizers and a chance to socialize. Then we hear about the nonprofit. And then we present our music. And afterwards, we have dinner. It's usually dinner by the bite or a buffet of some sort. It's a chance, again, to be a community and come together as a community, talk about what we heard, talk about what we learned. And it just makes so many wonderful connections. That's what Fluidity is all about, and I'm pretty proud of them.
It's going to take place at the Art Museum in the
Faith Hall. And then we will have a cash bar and appetizers in the lobby area. And then we will also have a food buffet set up after the concert in the lobby area and adjoining room.
And what's the cost for tickets?
Cost for tickets are probably a little more than you would expect for a concert, unless you're going to a rock concert. $50 for general admission, but that does include appetizers and dinner and a concert. $100 for the director's circle. You get preferred seating and drink tickets with that. And it's $25 for 12 and under.
Mike, I'm curious to note, too, given the extent of the clients you're working with, the kids, what kind of staffing do you have? And does it extend across agencies? Is that right?
I can confidently say we don't serve the entire population of 7,000. We're the only nonprofit doing what we do. We can usually get around half of that to 3,800 or so. We have a teeny tiny staff. So when I came on board in 2015, And we had 3 staff members. Now we have 6. And so we added program staff first. And the program manager and program coordinator spend their time on the ground with the kids. And the program director oversees and identifies areas or gaps in service in the region where we potentially could fill a gap. We rely on our 75 partners that span both sides of the river. And then our program staff, which again is really 3 people. And then 1 full-time development person. And then the woman who begins on Monday is going to be another full-time development person to try to help bring in the revenue we need. Because again, the need is growing, sadly, and we are the only show in town. And we're kind of victims of our own success in a lot of ways because more and more districts hear about us, more and more schools and agencies hear about us, and they come to us and we have to say no. So if anybody is listening and wants to know more about Upspring and how you can help us, I'm fond of saying the only thing holding us back from serving all 7,000 kids and really getting to the point where we can try to end homelessness in this region is money and people.
How many are in the choir?
We have a total of 42 singers. It's SATB, which for those of you who don't know, is soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And as our name says, it's fluid. I don't care what part people sing. And I just invite others who are interested in this concept of paying it forward to look at our website and look us up and give me a call.
Well, I want to thank you both for taking time out to come in today. And I want to remind our listeners that Fluidity is partnering with Upspring to present Take Flight, a wonderful concert on Saturday, October 21st at the Cincinnati Art Museum. The ticket price includes the concert and appetizers and dinner. There's a cash bar. Doors will open at 6, around 6:45 after appetizers. You'll get to hear from Upspring about the work they're doing, and the concert will start shortly thereafter. All proceeds benefit Upspring, and ticket information and more can be found at our website, wvxu.org/LE. Thank you so much, Mike Morawski, Executive Director of Upspring, and Rhonda Giuliano, Artistic Director for Fluidity Creative Choral Community for a Cause. I'm Ann Ehrenstein for Local Exposure.